one. The second game, and I'm not going to be long this morning. The second game, and I took inventory of several people. The second most popular game that we played as children is house. Now you have to watch out when folk are playing house. The object of house was pretension. In other words, you pretended to be mommy and daddy, and if you happened to have been the youngest one in the game, then you had to play the baby role. But as I looked at that today, I come to the conclusion that there's a lot of us who claim to be saved and we're still playing house. That's why babies are having babies. Playing house. Little girls, before they can even spell mama, are having babies. Swallowed the pumpkin seed over the summer. But when winter is coming, they must produce something. They are playing house. And you know, we're playing house when we shack. Now, in most games of house, there is never a marriage ceremony. Very few of us play marriage. We just instantly go into being mama and daddy. And that same mentality has followed us up into our adulthood, and we skip over what the Bible says, getting married, and we just go ahead and live in. If you can't say amen, say ouch. It's still wrong. Yeah. We live with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We sleep with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We have babies for folk who we never had an intention of marrying. You're playing house. Does not the Bible teach that marriage and the family was the first institution on the face of the earth? Does not the Bible teach that it's better to marry than it is to burn? Does not the Bible teach that every man have his own wife and not everybody else's wife? Does not the Bible teach be fruitful and multiply? And you're playing house. Oh, the games that people play. The writer says, yeah, I'm almost finished. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Have you ever played catch a girl, kiss a girl?
Lord, I'm so glad this ain't Love Offering Sunday. But I'm sorry.
Now, we're still playing catch a girl, kiss a girl, but the rules have changed. See, you used to, when you play catch a girl, kiss a girl, after they ran, you'd run after the one you like. And that's the one that you would try to kiss. But the rules have changed. We live in a terrible time. And in this day and age, it's no longer just catch a girl, kiss a girl. But we're playing a game with different rules. You don't just have to kiss the girl. A kiss ain't enough. And I go farther than that. It no longer just play boys and girls, but it's catch whoever you can and kiss whoever you can and do whatever you want to do with whoever you can. That's the new rule. And we accept it. It's fine. Whatever man does, it's his own business. But I don't care. The Bible is still right. Ooh. You know, and in this new game, catch a girl, kiss a girl, catch a girl, get a girl, or catch a boy, and do whatever you want to do at the bar. In this new game, it doesn't matter whether the individual is available or not. They don't have to be single for you to catch them. Just have to be at the right place in the right time. Y'all didn't come for this. They don't have to be searching for you to catch them. They don't have to be looking for you to catch them. They don't have to. It doesn't matter whether they're married or whether they got 10 children or whether they're happy. If you catch them, honey, he's yours. And the rest is up to you. Ask the person next to you, are you playing games? I'm hurrying. The writer says here, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I grew up spiritually, I put away childish things. Have you ever played hide and go seek? Last night, night before, 24 robbers at my door. I got up and let them in. Hit them on the head with a rolling pin. Oh, hit! Ready to knock here, cup. Now, the object of the game was to run and hide and get back to Goose. I don't know where they got Goose from, but you had to get back to Goose in order to be safe. And I looked at that and I prayed about that. That's how a lot of us carnal Christians are. And unsaved, for we're playing hide and go seek with God. Let me hide and let God seek. I'm gonna run way over there to that motel because it's way across town. And then I'm gonna hurry back here to Goose and sit in my seat before God sees me. See, the church is Goose. A lot of folk run the Goose quick, and you call them a goose sticker. Because they threw a rock and hid their hand, and they're hiding in the pew, going to run all the way across town. I don't want to buy my dope around the Goose. I got to buy across town. Then I'll run back to Goose, and I'll be safe. I'm going to hide and do my dirt in the dark, and then I'm going to run back to Goose, and I'll be safe. Don't you know that what is done in the dark will come to the light? Don't you know that God is omniscient? He's all-seeing and he's all-knowing. Don't you know that God is omnipresent? He's everywhere at the same time. Don't you know that the church is not Goose? God knows where you were last night and last year. You may be able to hide from man, but you can't hide from God.